Good evening and a very warm welcome to the prayer experience on this lovely Sunday evening. I do trust that you had a blessed time in the house of God today, wherever you were fellowshipping. You know, Sunday is one of my best days. I love going into the house of God and praising Him. He's a faithful God. God is worthy of all our praise. And once again, wherever you're joining us from different countries, we welcome you on the prayer experience. Please share this video with others. Maybe it's a reminder that it's time to pray. Invite them to join us. We want to see more and more people praying. There's so much need, and God is looking for more prayers. People were willing to get in front of me before Him, on behalf of others and intercede. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, I will listen, I will heal their land. So let's be part of those people who humble themselves and pray. Please also subscribe to Daily Talks Media Network on YouTube. And thank you so much if you've already subscribed. If you've got a prayer request, we've got a prayer experience hotline number, which will come on the screen right now. So make use of that hotline number. Or you can also send us an email if your prayer request is confidential, if you just need somebody to agree with you in prayer. We encourage you to pray yourself, but if you need somebody to stand in prayer with you, then use that hotline number. Also leave your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your comments. There's a team behind the scenes. If I don't see your request, they will see it and they will agree with you in prayer. Whatever you're going through, just want us to go straight into Thanksgiving tonight. You know, let's read from Psalm chapter 8, verse 1. It says, O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. There's a double, O Lord, our Lord. You know, to get the attention of God, O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. You know, when I was preparing this afternoon, I will just stop on this scripture. I like it when it says your majestic name fills the earth. And I was thinking of the gathering of the body of Christ here in the United Kingdom, all over the world, in the USA. Sunday is a day when people gather in different denominations, in different churches, big, small, you know, and worship God. And, you know, and I just saw a picture, you know, something in my mind of how His majestic name fills the earth. And it goes on to say, your glory is higher than the heavens. You know, God fills, His name fills the earth. But not only do people gather on a Sunday and worship our God. On Saturday, I was at a front porch women's conference, and what a presence of God there was. There was such an awesome presence of God. You know, it was through the Ramp Church, and we had Karen Wheaton from the USA who started this movement of prayer through the Ramp, and my life personally was changed. You know, a fire was started in me. And so every day, the Lord's name fills the earth as His people honor Him, as His people acknowledge Him. And I want us to give thanks to God for His wonderful name, for His presence here on earth. And my second scripture, if we can have it on the screen now, that's 1 Corinthians 16, verse 23. It says, sing to the Lord, all the earth. proclaim his salvation day after day. You know, sing to the Lord all the earth. You know, the psalmist, oh, there are some scriptures that say, sing a new song to the Lord. It doesn't mean that, you know, when we are worshiping, we are singing songs that have never been sung before, or songs that have never existed before. But it means that our hearts and our attitude towards God makes it like a new song. So wherever you are this evening, let us worship God. Let us glorify his name. Let us proclaim his goodness and his faithfulness. Let us thank him for who he is. Sing unto the Lord in your home, wherever you are, and say, oh Lord, our God, your majestic name fills the earth. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for who you are. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings, for your faithfulness. Lord, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We say, God, be magnified. We say, be glorified. Be lifted on high. Oh, Lord, as we gather here on the prayer experience, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to come and lead and guide us as we pray. Lord, we honor you. We want to bless your name. We want to praise you. We want to sing a new song before you, oh God. You know, even if we are saying the same thing, but it's with a new gratitude, with a new attitude of gratitude and thankfulness for you, our God. How great is your name. God, you are a good, good Father. You have been so good to us. We thank you, Lord, for provision. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, that all the earth will proclaim your goodness and your salvation day after day. On this Sunday, Lord, we join the angels in heaven and we proclaim your goodness. We say today is the day of salvation. We worship you and magnify your name, your holy name. Blessed are you, O God. Your glory is higher than the heavens. How majestic are you, O God. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you for one another here on the prayer experience. We thank you for every intercessor. We thank you, Lord, for everyone who is involved day in and day out, for their sacrifice, for they've said, I will be an intercessor. I will pray for my nation. I will pray for the church. I will pray for my family. So, Father, we thank you for every family represented here tonight, for your blessing upon our homes, for every church represented here tonight. Father, we thank you for every nation that is represented here tonight by different people from different nations of the world. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. I want us to move on now and look at the inspired word. And I just want to talk about your breakthrough is near. I always come with the word of encouragement because I do believe that God is for us. And I do believe that God wants you encouraged. We must encourage ourselves in the Lord. And I'm going to read from Acts chapter 3, verse 6 to 8. And it says, then Peter said, silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Taking him by the hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped up to his feet and began to walk. We all know this story about the man who sat every day at the gate called Beautiful. You know, most often we ask God for the wrong things. Things that do not give us freedom. And I was listening to someone who was speaking, and they were talking about how rich people are willing to give poor people a little bit of money so that they remain poor, so that they can rely on them, so that they remain trapped and in need. You know, this beggar was placed at this gate called Beautiful to beg for money, to ask money from people who were going into the temple. This is all he wanted and he thought he needed. He was crippled from birth, but one day at 3 p.m., he gets healed. You know, some versions of the Bible says he was healed at the ninth hour, you know, and that was an hour of prayer. We know that Peter and John were going to the temple to pray. It was an hour of prayer. And this happened so many occasions. This man was there, you know, for so many years. We know that he was in this condition from birth. But there was a certain day which was written in the calendar of God that he would get healed. And so he was asking, you know, this ninth hour is so important. 3 p.m., that was the time. We are reminded that that was the time when Jesus cried out, "It is finished." You know, this man is not only given the ability to walk, but he is saved. And after that, he does three things. There are three things that we notice from reading the passage. It may not be maybe in the scriptures that I've necessarily put up, but we know that from reading that story, he does three things after his healing. So it says he walked, he leaped, and he praised God. You know, he received so much freedom, more than he was asking for, more than he thought or even imagined that he would get. So it means now he had the ability to even work, to earn some money himself, because he was no longer crippled. He could walk, and God is glorified through his life. He's now a man who praises God and not a beggar. He's a God praiser and not a beggar. You know, it says instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong and he jumped. Someone who couldn't walk for many years, instantly his life changes. He receives his breakthrough. And I want to encourage us tonight, will you trust God with the process? For he knows what he's doing in your life. You know, this man probably thought, since he could not walk, I will live the rest of my life begging people for money. But wait on him, beloved. Let us wait on God, because he is at work in our lives. There is a day that he has for you, that day of breakthrough. And I do believe that today may be a day of breakthrough for someone. You know, you will be that same man, that same woman, but with a different mindset, with a whole new outlook of life. It says that the people in the temple, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit and beg for money when he walked into the temple praising God. Hallelujah. He was the same man, but there was something different about him. He had more capability. He could walk and he was praising God. He was saved. He met with the God who gives life, who brings lives, who transforms lives. And God requires us to trust him, or else he will not be able to fulfill his purpose for our lives. You know, he will take away those things that hold us back until we learn to trust him and his ways. And when the time comes, it will be instant. This man could not walk. Next minute, he's jumping up, he's limping, and he's praising God. And I pray that God will send someone into your life to help you from that discouragement, that he will say, like Peter did, he took him by his right hand and helped him up. I pray that God will send someone into your life to help you with that situation that seems impossible. You know, God is a miracle working God. He is a way maker. He has not forgotten your name. It says in Joel chapter 2, he will restore to you you, to you, the years the locusts have eaten, the crawling locusts, the consuming locusts, the chewing locusts, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. So there will be none remaining. There will be nothing stealing or eating or consuming what God has for you. Oh, I believe that your breakthrough is near. I want to encourage us, like this man thought it was every day, this beggar thought it was every day, day as usual, but God had something in store for him. You know, Jesus probably walked past, but his time had not come, but he chose to send this miracle through his disciples. Jesus was there. Jesus would have probably seen this man, you know, when he was around the temple, but it was not yet time. But when it's time, God, nothing, no one can stop when it's God's timing for your breakthrough. Let us not be discouraged. Let us continue to trust in our God, who is a way maker, who is a miracle worker. He's doing something in our lives, and let us trust him with that process. I want us right now to take a moment and reflect on this word and say, Father, thank you for the work you are doing in my life. May you be glorified through it. Whatever that you are doing in my life, it is to make me Christ-like, and may you be glorified. Help me to come to a point where I accept your will over my own will. Jesus said, not my will, but yours be done in that Garden of Gethsemane. Not my will, but yours be done. Will you come to a moment where you say the same thing, where you say, God, not my will, but yours be done? And I want us to say, God, thank you for the good works that you have for me, and those works that you have created me to do. You are all I need. And thank you, Lord, for breakthrough that is coming into my life, for that restoration that is coming onto my life, whether it's restoration of health, whether it's restoration of provision, restoration of relationship, whatever it is that God is bringing back into your life. Those years, you know, that have been wasted when you were not doing what he has called you to do, I pray that he will bring restoration. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that nothing is impossible for you. There is nothing that can come against us, oh God, that you are not greater than. We thank you, Lord, for breakthrough for our families, for breakthrough for our children, for breakthrough in our ministries, for breakthrough in our own individual lives, for health breakthrough. We thank you for breakthrough in ministry. We thank you for breakthrough in prayer. Those things that we've been praying for so many years, we thank you that the bowls of prayer are filling up in the mighty name of Jesus, concerning our children, concerning our grandchildren, generations to come. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for a future and a hope. You have a plan to prosper us and not to harm us. We rebuke the enemy concerning any plans of you have for us in the future, in the mighty name of Jesus. We say your will prevail over the will of the enemy. We plead the blood of Jesus over our lives and our children's lives, over the church, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Pray. Amen. Amen. You know, I'm now already in the mood to pray. I want us to move on and pray for the church. I want us to pray for fruitfulness within the body of Christ. You know, we don't have time. Time is running out for us. This is not time for being lazy as the body of Christ. Let us read from John chapter 15, verses 5 to 6, and it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. You know, this is such a sad situation if we are to be branches that are picked up and thrown into the fire. God wants us to be fruitful as the body of Christ. But how do we remain fruitful if we remain in him? Because apart from him, we can do nothing. It is time for the body of Christ to surrender. It is time for the body of Christ to be in alignment with his will. So let us pray right now, intercessors, and say, Father, we lift up the body of Christ to you, that we will remain in you so that we can bear much fruit. You are the vine and we are the branches. We want to be branches that are fruitful as we remain plugged in, as we remain rooted and planted in your word, and planted into the house, and planted into the mission. Father, we thank you. And we pray that right now, God, you will awaken your people to your will and to the ways of the kingdom. Father, I pray right now that the church will remain in, it will go back to the initiative, to what's important, to the heart of God. The heart of God is that of the lost. The heart of God is to see none perish. The heart of God is to be known by his people. And Father, we pray that the church will be aligned with your heart, oh God. Father, we pray that there will be a sense of urgency, that there will be a reawakening within the body of Christ, what we are there for, our identity in Christ. Lord, we pray that there may not be a people within the church who rely on self and are concerning everything in their life and the way that the church is run and managed. The church belongs to you. Father, we pray for church leaders right now that they will go by you. They will listen to you. Apart from you, we can do nothing. We are not building the church, but you are the one who's building your church. So we pray for church leaders that they will remain in aligned and in sync with the Holy Spirit. For we know it's not by might, it's not by power, but by your Spirit, oh God, that you are building your church. And we pray, God, that if there's anyone who's hindering the growth of your church, your work, oh God, that there will be exposed, that they will be removed in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, build your church as you see it fit, oh God, for you are sovereign, you are all-knowing. What do we know? We think we have ideas. We think we have strategies. But Father, I pray that there will be strategies from heaven, that you will lead us and guide us by your Spirit, we pray. Oh, help us, Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you will expose every evil agenda and you will give the church revelation knowledge that comes from on high. We give you permission, oh God, to prune us so that we are fruitful. Oh, Father, we don't want to grow cold or dry in the things of the Spirit, oh God, where the people are thirsty within the body of Christ and they need water, your water, your living water, oh God. We pray that you will fill them, that they will drink from your well. Oh God, we're asking, Father, that you build your church, you build your people, that your will be done concerning the church, that the church will be a pillar in society, that the church will grow strong, that the church will be on fire for the things of God, that the church goes to its central mission. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Every hindrance we demolish in the name of Jesus. Help us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And may we serve the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling before him. Yes, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Help us, O God. Without you, we can do nothing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. I want us to pray for the nations. And today we are praying for repentance. In Romans chapter 2, verse 4, it says, "Don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that his kindness is intended to turn you from your sin?" Wow, can't you see? Do you not see how wonderfully kind and patient God is with you? I can see a theme here that people are not aware, that they can't see, that their eyes are closed. And we're going to pray, intercessors, that their eyes will be open. And I've got another scripture as well. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Let us pray for people across the nations of the world to know God and his love from them. The scripture we read from before, it says they do not see, they are not aware, they are blind, but we can pray that their eyes will be open. Let's pray right now that people all over the nations of the world will come to repentance because of God's kindness. Father, we pray right now that, Lord, across the nations of the world, that you will begin to open people's eyes so that they may see and know your goodness, your kindness, oh God, that you are wonderfully kind, that you are tolerant, that you are patient with them. Oh God, let it mean something to them. Like that scripture, it says, "Does this mean nothing to you?" I pray, oh God, that it will mean something to them. Your kindness, your goodness. Lord, we pray that they will have a revelation of the sacrifice and the price paid for them. Lord, give them a sense of knowing and awareness of their need for a savior. They are in need, but they are not aware. So, Lord Jesus, as we pray tonight, we are saying, open their eyes so that they may see. We are saying, remove the scales off their eyes so that they may know your love, that they might know how high, how wide, and how deep is the love of God and his compassion towards all he has made. This is our prayer, that God, they will become aware. We are asking, Holy Spirit, that you will reveal this to the unsaved, that God is patient, that God is kind, and he doesn't want any of them to perish. Holy Spirit, we are asking that you will reveal, you will convict people from their sleep in the name of Jesus, that they will just arise and wake up in knowing that God loves me and that God has made a way for me. Lord, I pray that you will remove the anger, the frustration that some have towards you, and that has hardened their hearts. They don't know you, but they are angry because they don't know you, because they don't understand. So we are asking that these barriers be removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Anger vanishes, frustration towards God goes in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. I don't know, wow, my time has gone so fast. And I pray that God, your goodness will lead them to repentance, break barriers that is stopping them from knowing the truth and from knowing who you are, that there is no other God besides you. We speak to you, all ye nations. We say, repent and turn to God, and the Lord will take you back. We say, come just as you are. Come, all who are thirsty, and drink. Come and receive life. Hear the Spirit call you. In the name of Jesus, we speak to you, nations of the world, and we say, come to the God. As the Spirit calls, respond. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And before we go tonight, I want us to pray for healing. Let's look at the scripture in Psalm 147, verse 3. And it says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wound. You know, to bind up one's wound is to heal one's physical or inner pain and sorrows. I want us to pray this evening, you know, for an inner healing from pain and sorrow. You know, there's so much going on in the world right now. People are in pain. And I want us to pray, intercessors, that God would do an inner work and bring healing to those in need among us. And even those that who will come across this prayer. My prayer is that people who are suffering emotionally and are in pain, that they will stumble across these prayers as we are praying right now, and that they will receive wholeness, they will receive healing from emotional pain, pain that is caused by abuse, pain that is caused by neglect, pain that is caused by grief and loss, you know, loss of loved ones, pain that is caused by divorce, pain that is caused by so many ways. Let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever the situation may be, heal broken hearts tonight as we pray. Heal them and bind up their wounds, oh God. Father, so that they can love again, so that they can trust again. Yes, restore in this area, God, where hearts have been broken in the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying that broken hearts be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Over people under my voice, oh God, emotional pain and sorrow, God, be healed right now, that people will feel and sense your love, oh God, that they are longing for right now. We are praying, oh God, that people are healed from a torment in the mind and affliction, any form of affliction. We bind the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus and his works, oh God. We thank you, Father, for freedom. We thank you, Lord, that heavy burdens are lifted off people right now as we pray in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Heal and bring peace and comfort, oh God, to people who are feeling heavy and defeated in the name of Jesus, and that pain has become too much, oh God. And those who are suffering from abuse, we pray that they are set free right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak breakthrough over every situation, that mountains be moved in the name of Jesus and be cast into the sea. And we seal every prayer with the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood. We speak the blood of Jesus over you, woman. We speak the blood of Jesus over you, man. In the name of Jesus, be healed, be set free, be made whole right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We've got to go. I do apologize, everyone. I've gone over with my time. But Father, we just thank you for this time of prayer tonight. Lord, I pray that you will stir a fire in people's hearts, that they will continue to pray, Lord, even beyond these 30 minutes of prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We pray that you will raise up more prayer warriors and intercessors within the body of Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us tonight. Please subscribe to the free audio podcast that is available after this live. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be back tomorrow, Monday, with more prayer. We pray without ceasing. And tomorrow, take note of the time. It's 1 p.m. UK time. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
see the Lord high and lifted up, and the train of Israel fills the temple, fill this place, Lord, I pray. Train of Israel fills the temple. Cry holy, sing holy, they cry holy is the Lord, they cry holy, they cry holy, they cry holy. Just cry.